Rosa.
You are now listening to Fancy Plans and Things Radio.
It's finally Friday. Okay, I don't know if I can just start the show without the Friday. I forgot to put the poll up. Okay, so just, I don't know. So let's try this again, okay? It's Friday? Or do y'all like, hey y'all, it's Friday? I don't know. I feel like it's Friday makes you feel good that it's Friday, right? Okay, we're gonna try this all over again, okay? All right, let's try it one more time. It's Friday, baby. Yes, hunty. It is your girl queen's favorite day of the week. Yes. Okay. That's how you start a show. Welcome back, you guys. I am so excited to be here. I can tell. You probably can already tell that my voice sounds super funny. I did get a little sick. I caught like a cold. And so now I am doing a lot better, but I still have like a cough and my voice just sounds funny, but we're going to push through anyway. Okay. Shout out to 2022 starting out like 2021, just trash. Okay. but we're not claiming the trash behavior for the rest of the year. No, ma'am. We're not going to do that. So let me just say, if you are new listening to this show, Fancy Plans and Things Radio, hi, I'm your host, Queen. And as you can tell, I'm a whole hot mess. Okay. And I don't mind it. welcome to the show. Also, if you're an oldie but a goodie, you're always holding your girl down listening to the show every week. Hey, boo. Hey. Okay. Shout out to the Patreon crew. Shout out to my oldies, but my goodies. Y'all are always holding your girl queen down. And I am so forever grateful to you, babe. So, yeah, I'm super excited that it is 2022. Oh, my gosh. It is so crazy to say those words. It is 2022. We're still living in a panorama. We're still living in the panorama. CDC don't know what they talking about. Okay, they just saying stuff. They just doing stuff. And I don't know. It's a hot mess out there in the world, you know? So I'm literally all about staying inside these days, trying to take care of me, trying to take care of my mental, trying to mind my own business. Okay. which we'll get into in a little bit. But you guys, I'm so grateful. I hope you guys had a happy new year. I hope you guys are healthy. You guys are feeling good. You're ready to crush those goals. I hope you've created those vision boards. Yeah, I told you guys on my last episode, on the bonus episode, that I had a vision board party. And if you are looking for the bonus episodes, they're all on my Patreon. I am probably not going to be putting up bonus episodes every month, but I do like to put them up over on Patreon. And I like to wrap up the month and talk about different things that I just don't talk about here normally on the podcast. I do deem my Patreon as a safe space, so we get to talk about things that you guys want to talk about over there on Patreon. So make sure you guys are hitting me up if there's things you want to talk about, all of those things. You guys can do that. And like I said, I'm treating my year this year as an open door that people can come to me, that I can be a safe space. But I also want to remind people that I am human. And so that, okay, if I say that you're crossing a boundary, you're crossing a boundary. I've learned that this year that boundaries need to be set, and they have to be set, because if you don't, people will walk all over you. People will treat you like complete garbage and think that it's okay. And we are no longer accepting those types of behaviors for 2022. So yeah, with that being said, happy new year, everyone. I am so excited for a fresh start. Like I was saying before, I mentioned this in my bonus episode that I had a vision board party with my friends, Meg and Myra. You guys go check them out on Planners and Wine. They're super dope chicks. But we had a vision board party, and I was really excited about this because I have never really created a vision board. You know, I talked to you guys about manifesting and putting positive vibes out there. Your mouth can be a blessing or a curse, literally. So how you speak to yourself, how you speak over your life is the things that you are going to see around you. And I have learned to just really try and speak positively about myself, or speak positively about the things around me. Now, don't get me wrong, we all do that. We all be like, oh my God, I look a hot mess today. Oh my God, I'm so ugly. We all do it because we all have bad days, right? But I try to make sure that I'm reining that in, and I'm making sure that I'm reinforcing myself with positive things and leaving those affirmations in my planners and on sticky notes and like in my journals and different places, places that I can go and read those things and making sure that I'm speaking positive over not only just me, but my hubs, my mom, my grandma, just speaking positive over everyone that I love, my friends in my life, speaking positive over them, pouring into them and making sure they're pouring into me. We talk a lot about that in 2021, and I will continue to talk about that because it's something that's very important. And I want to have you guys hold me accountable of speaking great about myself, and I will hold you guys accountable of speaking great about yourself and speaking great things into your life. So the vision board just really opened my eyes. I was able to put a house on there, a living room that I really loved. I really worked out my vision board. I'm still actually tweaking it actually just a little bit. There's things that I wanted to add to it that I just was trying to figure out how to do. I've never done a vision board really. And I also have never done it digitally, which was super fun because then I realized I could resize it in different sizes. I could put it to my phone. I could print it out and put it in my planners. I'm also working on making an affirmations board for this year as well. And I'm going to make sure that on the affirmations board as well as the vision board that my word for 2022 is there. So I don't know about anybody else if they chose a word for 2022. I would love to know. Let's open up a discussion over in my DMs on Fancy Plans and Things Radio on Instagram. I would love to know, did you guys make a vision board? And also, did you make an affirmations board? And also, what is your word for 2022? We all know that my word is authentic because of the journey that I'm on. And a part of being authentic, I felt like it was tested right away. It was tested right away because I told you, if you listen to the bonus episode, I talked about how hard it is to speak up as a Black woman sometimes, because I do have that fear of that. That's the first thing people are going to say is that I'm a bully or that I am the angry Black woman. And I want this narrative to be written away. And the reason why we're talking about this, if you know, you know, if you don't, you don't. I am not going to say her name. We've already called her out, but she will not get no airtime on this podcast. Sorry, she will not get she will not get the pleasure of getting that. But I will say this, I'm going to talk about all of this because it was a lot of gaslighting that happened in this situation. And look, I think a lot of people need to know the difference between gaslighting and bullying. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to help you guys out today with that. Okay, so the definition of gaslighting is a psychological manipulation of a person, usually over an extended period of time, that causes the victim to question the validity of their own thoughts, perception of reality, or memories, and typically leads to confusion, loss of confidence, and self-esteem, uncertainty of one's emotional or mental stability, or dependency on the perpetrator. Okay. And gaslighting can happen in any relationship circumstance, including between friends, family members, people that are in relationships, coworkers. Gaslighting is just a thing, right? This is what gaslighting is. Gaslighting is also a noun if you need this help. I got this information from good old Beyonce's internet, okay? So if I can look this up and Google it, you can too. The definition of bullying is abuse and mistreatment of someone vulnerable by someone stronger, more powerful, and the actions and behaviors of a bully. So that's the definition as a noun. The adjective is of bullying is basically prone to characterized by overbearing mistreatment and domination of others. Okay. So now that we've broken down what bullying is versus gaslighting, you guys know that I looked this up on Beyonce's good old internet. Okay. So that means you too. Okay. Kind of like Smokey the Bear can prevent forest fires. You too can look this up and do the work. Okay. So the thing about this situation with this particular individual that happened, we didn't even get 3 full days into 2022. Everybody literally was minding their business. We all were minding our business. Okay. The undercover racist people in the community were minding their business. The regular planner people was minding their business. Everybody was minding their business. It was literally like that meme of like nobody and then her. Like she just came in with some foolishness, okay? So the narrative that was written and that she kept trying to write was that she was the victim and that she was being bullied and that she was being hurt, okay? And look, my thing is this. You were not being bullied. You said what you said. We all saw the video. We all saw the stories. And the thing is that she literally was throwing rocks and hiding her hands. Not one time did she shout out, you know, she came and she mentioned my girl, Myra. Not one time did she call out Cassie. Not one time did she call out me. And here's the thing. She hopped in my inbox after my stories that I posted. And I think the reason why she felt a little bit more some type of way was because a lot of my stories in the beginning were just posts because, you guys, I was hiding out a little bit because I was sick. And let me just tell you, when people get sick, I honestly love y'all out there in the planet world, but some of y'all just be fake concerned and some of y'all be concerned about the wrong thing. Oh my God, well, do you got the Rona? Why does it matter? Oh my God, are you vaccinated? That's none of your business. I don't talk about vaccinations and I don't talk about certain things for a reason. Am I vaccinated? Yes, but I don't feel like I need to be out here talking about these things over and over. Like, it's just certain things that I'm not going to talk about because I just feel like it's just going to lead to an argument. But if it's about concerning my Black life or anybody else's Black life or any of my people of color need help about their lives and things that are super, super important, I'm going to talk about. But a lot of y'all are just hopping in your inboxes, just wanting to know information to go spread around misinformation or things that are not true and be like, oh yeah, she's sick, but she says she vaccinated, but we ain't never seen her talk about it. It's that type of stuff. I don't want to deal with that because this is just a bunch of crap. So my thing is I feel like because Myra was actually using her voice in her stories and saying, like, actually talking and saying this is what she felt like was wrong, she's like, okay, I'm going to single her out. She also felt like she was going to single her out for a comment that she left, which was a concerning comment, which was a comment that a lot of us Black people felt. If I could tell you how many messages that I had in my inbox of Black women saying, I watched this video and it made me feel some type of way, it made us all feel some type of way. And you as a white person or a white presenting woman, man, whatever you are, okay, whatever is going on, if someone of color comes to you and says, especially a Black person and especially a Black woman these days, because we get deemed with ABLS, which is angry Black lady syndrome, and it's not fair. If someone comes to you and says, you are making me feel some type of way, I don't like how you're making me feel, I don't like the way you're saying these things, these are very harmful, these are very you're gaslighting us. And which was the case, because it just made us feel like everything that you have done and said has been performative. And if someone is calling you out for your performative actions and your first reply is, I'm not performative because I'm not racist, red flag. It sent a red flag to all of us, like, ooh. Because let me tell you something, a person who is not racist does not have to beat their chest that they are not racist. You know why? Because we see it in their walk. We see it in their talking. We definitely see it in all of their actions that they are trying to be a true ally. This again brings up a valid point of why we sometimes just want to tell y'all, shut up and leave us alone and let us handle it ourselves, because we can't trust that you actually are not being performative. And this is not the first time that we have had to deal with white women in this community taking this approach to things, all because they want to be a part of the Happy Planner crew. Now they feel like they have messed up and now they don't have any friends because they feel like, well, I don't necessarily fit over here with the people speaking in, but I don't fit in over here because now I have shunned, or these people have shunned me for speaking up. Look, I'm going to say this now. This fight is not for everyone. This speaking up and standing up is not for the faint of heart. It's not a game. It's not a joke. This is our everyday lives. And this is exhausting. It's exhausting to be the one that's always speaking up. It's exhausting to be the one that's always saying, she's a bully. She's a bully. She's harassing me. It's exhausting to be lied on. And I have been lied on in this community. I have been deemed as a bully. I have been deemed as negative. She talked too much, blah, 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 blah. And let me just tell you, it's none of those things, you guys. It is none of those things. The thing is that I'm challenging something in you. When I say that you're performative, when I say that you are being racist and that you are hiding your hands and that the things in this community is jacked up, especially starting with Happy Planner, the root of Happy Planner is jacked up. They need to do better. It does not break down to say, oh, they made some mistakes. But if you continue to make a mistake, if I come and I step on your toe, right? And I don't say, excuse me, right? You're going to feel like I meant to step on your toe. But a person who, if you say, excuse me, you stepped on my toe. And I said, oh, I did. My bad, girl. And I just keep walking like nothing happened. And then the next time I come back past you, girl, I do the same exact thing. That means I'm meaning to do that. That means that that's what my heart and that's what my intentions are, is to step on your toe. And damn if I care. That's what Happy Planner has showed us, that they do not care. At this point, these are not mistakes, because we have given you over 2 years to learn from your mistakes. You're still reading, looking, and learning? Damn, I know kindergartens. I know preschoolers that can read, look, and learn faster than that. And I say this and I say this again, and I hate keep having to have this conversation, because again, this is the new year. We shouldn't be having this conversation. We should have been enjoying our planners. We should have been enjoying our planner friends. But here we are talking about what? People's races and performative actions. And we didn't even make it a whole 3 days into 2022 before we had to start talking about this. I fully expected to have to talk about it during the summertime, because this just seems like what happens in the summer, that we have to get a few people together. Okay, I fully expected that around Happy Planner Squad time, we was gonna have to get a few more people together. I fully expected that. But in January, you didn't even let 2022 come in and do its thing before you started with the foolishness. And I will say this, when we're speaking up and we're saying this is bothering us, or these are the things that need to happen, and these are the things that need to change, and we're talking about action and we're talking about moving, please do not tell us that we are drama. This is a discussion that we're having. This is not drama, okay? Drama is for people's entertainment. This ain't to entertain nobody. This is to get y'all together. This is to make you challenge yourself and say, I need to change my ways. If you gonna change, because some of y'all just ain't gonna change. Some of y'all are just who you are, and that's what you're gonna be. And you've already showed your hand, and so there's no need for us to continue talking. But you also need to remember, when it starts to challenge things inside of you that you don't like, you need to ask yourself those questions. Because let me tell you something. That's your suitcase to unpack. That's not my bag to carry. No, sis. That is not my bag to carry. Okay? That is you being intimidated by me, because I'm not intimidating. That is you needing to sit down and take time to figure out why you feel this way. It's not my bag to carry. It's not my journey to go down to tell you how to treat me. Because this is the thing. I still say this to this day. If you don't have to figure out how to treat your white counterparts, why are you still trying to figure out how to treat the black ones? Because it ain't no differences. We have the same thing, okay? Just mine is melanated and yours is not. That's the only difference. So why are you treating us different? It's just sad, you guys. It's honestly so freaking sad, and it's so frustrating to me, because then this person decided to not only call out my girl Myra, right? And I was like, not on my watch, sis, because look, I stand for my friends. I am loyal to a fault, and sometimes that is hard on me to be loyal to everybody. Because you are my friend, or I love you, I got your back. You never have to question if Queen got your back. You know that I got your back. But what I was going to say, not on Beyonce's good internet tonight, you are not about to drag my friend, especially when I know that she didn't do anything to you. All she did was question your motives and your intentions. And a lot of people's motives these days, especially when you are a person, if you're not a person of color and you feel some type of way, that's because your intentions, your values and your privilege are starting to be called into play. And see, privilege and people's underlying motives when they feel some type of way is being called, all of that stuff is wrapped up in white supremacy, but you don't want to be told that. You don't want to be told to correct your actions because you feel like you are the superior. But I'm here to tell you, you are not. You are not. You're afraid. And what did she do that most, and I hate to say this, but it's true. Most white women, when they are afraid, they start to cry. They start to victim blame and say, oh, she's bullying me. She's bullying me. No, 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 no. Nobody's bullying you. You are now worried that the world is going to see you for who you are. So now you want to victim blame and you want to say she's shaming you and that your feelings is hurt, but you didn't think about the black women's feelings that was going to be hurt when you basically took back what you said. You basically wanted to be, then wait, y'all, then stop at that. Had the audacity to post another post talking about people are hating her and mad at her all because she said she wanted to use a happy planner. Let me tell you something. Don't nobody give damn about nobody using a happy planner. And I'm sorry, at the end of the day, I don't care about your planner. You know what I care about? I care about your intentions. I care about what your heart is displaying. I care about your morals. Because didn't I not say that when I was leaving Happy Planner that I was going to still be using their stuff because I have a ton of sticker books? I have over 150 Happy Planner sticker books, y'all. You think I'm just going to throw it in the trash? No, sis, I spent my coins on that. So therefore, I'm either going to use them or I'm going to sell them to get some coins back. Something going to happen in here. But I'd be damned if I just going to go throw them in the trash. Ooh, let me calm down, because honey, she done got me heated thinking about it. Like, you going to sit up here and tell that good lie that we've all said that we're still using Happy Planner? Hey, if you want to go and buy a Happy Planner, okay, you can do that. You can use it. You don't need validation from other people. See, this is what's wrong with the HP community in general, because it makes you feel like if you are not using from their products, you are not a part of the team. But when it comes over here for our community, the community that we are trying to build in this planner community, we don't care what planner you're using. We care about you using your voice when it matters. We care about you standing up. We care about you being on the right side of history. Because I don't care what you write your plans in, sis. It could be a notebook. It could be from Dollar Tree. It could be from Target. It could be a RSL. It could be a freaking Erin Condren. We do not care around here. What we care about is your intentions. What we care about is your morals. We care about you standing on the right side of history, sis. And that's all. That's it. Period. And what you're not going to do is start deeming black women as less for using their voice. You're not going to start saying that black women are bullying. You're not going to start saying that black women are drama, because that is none of the things that we are. We have a hard enough time out here in the world than to have to come to the planner community to hear y'all say that we are drama, that we are the angry black ladies of the world, because that is not the case. And you know what? We should be angry because we have a lot to bear. We have a lot to bear on our shoulders, not just sometimes, but every day of our lives, starting with being black. So some of y'all, take a step back, take a moment back, and really see if this fight is for you. Because it's not for the faint of heart. Speaking up gonna get you shunned. It's gonna get you pushed to the side. But if somebody is unfollowing you for you speaking your opinion about standing up for the right thing, you need to think about who that person is. You don't want them in your circle, because they are the very thing that you are speaking against. Y'all have got to do better. It is 2022. Do better. Do better. Do better. Because black women are no longer taking it. We're not taking it. And we're not going to take it laying down. I'm sorry. How it is. It's just literally how it is. We are no longer taking your crap. We are taking back our power. We are going to continue to speak up. We are going to continue to use our voices. And if you don't like it, bye. Goodbye. Don't need you. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you, okay? Because I don't have time for it. I don't. And we are not going to drag black women and women of color on my watch. We are not going to do that on Beyonce's good internet. And while I didn't cover everything, because some information is not my information to share, I will say this, is that you guys are going to learn how, as grown women, that though we're still seeking validation from friends, you should not be seeking validation from people that don't mean you any good. This goes back into finding people that are meant to be in your circle, people that are pouring into you and you're pouring into them. Find you some real friends. But even more so, stop looking for the people on the internet to validate you and learn to validate yourself. Validate yourself. Validate who you are as a person. Come into your own. And what's even more sad is that this particular individual had opportunity after opportunity and after opportunity. And I had unfollowed her actually months ago before this incident happened. I just didn't remove her follow from me, but I did unfollow her because I got tired of seeing how she was just going down this hill of attention seeking. Seeking validation. Okay. And honestly, this video, that video that she posted was basically her trying to get unblocked to me. It was giving me, I'm trying to get unblocked by the HP girls that blocked me. Sis, you could have just made that video and sent it to the ones that blocked you. Cause the world didn't need to see it. Cause I sure didn't need to see it. Because it made me feel some type of way. It made me feel like that you literally was being performative and that you were only speaking up because you thought it was going to make your follower count higher. And see, this is why I tell people that it does not mean anything about your follower account. If people see you out here working hard, that you're genuine and you're building genuine connections, those are the people who are going to come to you. Those are the people that are going to flock to you. Those are the people that are going to be there whether you are standing straight up or you fell down a few times. There are the people that are going to pick you up and say, it's okay, I got you, girl. Why would you want these girls that are from the Happy Planner Squad who flip-flop back and forth and turn their back on you to be the ones to be your friend? Because let me tell you, did any of them come to your rescue? Because the last time I checked, I didn't hear not one whisper. Okay? Not even a whisper. Your way. Okay? So how in the hell did you think that we were supposed to take that? And then to cry, victimize yourself, say somebody's bullying you. When not just 6 months ago, you were saying, I stand with her and I believe her and I'm on her side and I'm speaking up. What a twisted tail we weave, huh? Lord, have mercy, honey. You just really need to take the time away from internet, like you said. Take the time away from Beyonce's good old internet, okay? Baby, because you've just flip-flopping around like a dead fish back and forth, bunny hopping in and out of people's DMs. Because you bunny hopped in mine, then you bunny hopped in my friend's DM. And then the amount of people that's telling me that you was blocking them. But then you want to say a lot of people aren't following you and blocking you and start crying and all of this stuff. But you wasn't telling how you was blocking other folks. You wasn't telling how you was hopping in other people's inboxes real hot. We have got to do better. We have got to do better. Stop hopping in people's inboxes. Stop harassing people. Better yet, stop making videos, telling people to go check out the videos to give you their opinion and feedback when you know that you don't want their opinion and feedback. You had to have known somebody wasn't going to like what you said. Did you think that everybody was going to agree with you? Do better. Lord, I can't, y'all. Let's just throw it away. Look, the moral of the story is we're going to do better. 2022, we're going to do better. And let me just tell you, the black women out here, the women of color out here, the black indigenous people of color, we expect better from you. We expect you guys to stop the looking and learning and start stepping into action. Okay? It's not enough to not be racist. And we have said that. I'm not accepting that you're saying I'm not racist. I need you to be anti-racist. I need you to have those hard conversations with Pawpaw. I need you to call Aunt Betty Sue out for when she tell them racist jokes at the family barbecue. Those are the conversations that we need y'all to be having. We need you to be anti-racist, okay? And if you can do those hard conversations, make sure that you're doing those hard conversations also in public over in this good area of the planet community. Start using your voice and start speaking up. Because let me tell you something. The black girls in the community, we tired. Check on your black friends because we tired. We tired of having to bear this cross. We tired of having to hear that we're bullies. We tired of having to hear that we always angry. That ain't gonna fly with me no more. Do better. We calling y'all to do better. And again, I'm gonna say this too. When somebody show you who they are, we're also taking that for the first time. We ain't gonna give you no 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 chances. We're not accepting you talking about you not racist. We're not taking that either. We're looking for anti-racist people. We're looking for people who are actually going to use their voice and who are going to stand up and let the chips fall where they may. Because look, like I said, this journey ain't for the faint. This speaking up is not for the weak of heart. Because you are going to be lied on. You are going to be pushed to the side and people don't want to be your friends and don't want to communicate with you. But you know what? Those are the people that you don't want in your circle no way. If you truly not being performative. If you really about what you're talking about, then you don't want them no way. And I'm going to say it one more time for the people in the back that can't hear. We don't give a damn about what planner you're using. Just use the damn planner and plan your life, okay? Plan your best life, okay, sis? Whatever life you planning, plan it in them planners, because we don't care. It's more than just a planner now. Because when my black life is on the line, I'd be damn if I'm thinking about these black planners. When I'm going to the store and the police slide in the lane behind me, and I start to hold my breath a little bit, and then he go around and I say, because I didn't even realize I was holding my breath. I guarantee you I wasn't thinking about no damn planner. Do better. Do better. So anyways, now that I had to get that out of my system, I just had to let y'all know, honey, because I was not here for it. Okay, we will not be dragging no black women, especially my black friends. We are not going to be doing that. So I had to go ahead and get that on out of my system. But while we're talking about planners, let me go ahead and take this on a lighter note. While we're talking about planners, y'all, have y'all seen that Michaels has new planner releases at, well, they're not in store. I feel like they're going to maybe come to store. But that would mean that Michaels would have to do like a new, like recap of their stuff in the store. And they would have to just take down some of the things. Cause as you know, now there's like one full aisle with all the planner stuff. And I feel like they would have to like just redo that. So, online though, they have Carpe Diem, Paper House, Maggie Holmes. And if you don't know, Maggie Holmes reminds me a lot of HP. Now, this is the only thing though. The covers for Maggie Holmes' Discbound system is a little more flimsy to me, which doesn't really bother me, but I haven't really been into a Discbound. Now, I did add in a Discbound journal, but I have been using a Ringbound system, which I have just absolutely loved my Ringbounds. They are just everything to me. I am actually using two RSLs this year, and I am very happy with my Ringbound journey. But I did add in a Discbound notebook that I had found on my shelf that someone had given me. And it is a ARC notebook. So the Discbound, you know, you just, if you ever love Discbound, you always gonna have a, like, Discbound is just gonna have a little bit of your heart always. So the Maggie Holmes, if you guys are looking for Discbound planners and looking for alternatives, Maggie Holmes is probably the one that you're gonna check out. They also added in the Vera Bradley. I saw some really cute Vera Bradley washi, and I have a lot of Vera Bradley bags. I just don't really carry them anymore because now I'm all about my Disney bags. Y'all know that the obsession. Oh my god, my obsession for the Disney bags are like ridiculous. Okay, I probably have about 70 bags. My mom has about 160. Like, we are like, and this is like from us starting to collect from last year. Like, I just literally started my collection last year, and I'm just obsessed. I can't help it, y'all. I'm obsessed. Okay. But besides my Disney bag obsession, I am obsessed with planners, and I was really excited to see that Michaels had the new planner releases, y'all. Especially the Carpe Diem stuff, because I've been wanting to try some of their things. I have some of their things in my collection and I actually really like them. So to see, like, they had like inserts for the A5, they also had the Paper House stuff. And you guys know that I was on the Paper House design team at one point, which I really liked. They gave us like a monthly credit, and we also had like a link so we could get paid and all different things. It was really nice to be on their team. But yeah, they had some really cute like Paper House like planners, and they've had Paper House in there before. Like, they had a few of their sticker sheets, but it's nice to see that they're adding more to their planner lineup. I do hope to see that they add this stuff to the in-store section of the store, because I would love to see the planners in person. I don't know about anybody else, but if I'm buying a planner or a notebook, I do like to flip through it first to see if it's my vibe, if I'm gonna really like it. So the fact that they have like the Carpe Diem, the Paper House, the Maggie Holmes, the Vera Bradley, and I think they had a couple more things, and they added in like some new washi styles, and even some like little planner styles. Like, some of them are like little notebooks instead of like full-on planners, and there's different sizes. I think that's really going to be fun, and it's going to give more options to people who are buying planners other than just the Recollection stuff and the HP stuff. Honestly, I really do like the Recollection stuff, but I really hate spiral planners. Like, the planners are always so freaking cute, but I always just feel like I can't get down with a spiral planner. It just, I don't know, something about the spiral just It drives me bananas, y'all. I'm just being honest. I can't get down with the spiral planner, but I do love how they look. They look super cute. I wish they would make more rainbound stuff inside the store. And I wish there was just more options in general for A5Wide, because I do feel like there's a lot of people who are still using, because A5Wide is comparable to like a regular classic Happy Planner type of size. So I really wish that they would make more ring bound things for that. But yeah, I was really excited to see that. And I was hoping, like, you know, if anybody else has saw that, what planners do you think you might try out? I am really interested in trying out like the Vera Bradley planner maybe. And I also saw like some really cute Vera Bradley washi, like I mentioned before. So I just think that that would be really fun and really cute to just try out. I'm looking to try all different types of planners and see what my style is. I have found that I really do love the A5 wide size. And I have found that A5 in general has just been a favorite for me. I did try out the B6 rings, which I absolutely did love. It would have been a great purse planner, but because I carry a lot of my Disney purses now, it doesn't necessarily fit. So I did switch to a ring-bound pocket planner. And I'm obsessed with that as well. You guys, I have really just loved my 2022 lineup. I am still actually setting up my planners because, you guys, I still need inserts. And I ordered some inserts and then my mind just completely blanked out when I ordered. And now I need to reorder some other ones that I thought I was going to use. And now I just need to switch things up. But as far as my lineup, I'm using two RSLs. I'm using the A5 and I'm also using a pocket planner. And my pocket planner is really just for list and things on the go. I do try to track doctor's appointments or anything that I need to track in there. But yeah, I'm just really loving my planner journey so far. And I'm really excited to see how these companies are expanding out into the stores. I haven't really been to Michael's and Joann's for such a long time. And when I do go, you guys, I'm usually going to buy new gel pens to write on my black paper. I'm obsessed with the blackout inserts from Likes Planner Action. You guys, her paper, that paper is so freaking amazing, and it doesn't soak up the ink. So I love to use my jelly roll pens, and so I always go into Michael's and try to get some of the single jelly roll pens or anything that I think that will write really nice on the blackout paper. And the jelly rolls haven't let me down. I also love these, they're on my desk. I want to talk about these two. These are the Pentels. These ones are the Sparkle Pop, but they also have like the milky ones. I need to get a set of those, but the Sparkle Pops are absolutely freaking gorgeous on the blackout paper. So yeah, I have really enjoyed using these pens and just drawing and planning and having a great time. I'm also just enjoying my planner a lot more. Like once I found what I was going to really use and the layouts and all those things, I have really enjoyed my planner so much more. So I am really excited about this 2022 lineup and really just planning out my goals and my dreams. And like I said, I can't wait to finish up my vision board so I can print it and put it into my catch-all planner. And then I'm going to make an affirmations board, probably using stickers. And I'm going to add that into my wellness planner, and I'm really excited about that. So yeah, I have really just been working and setting up my planners and just having a lot of fun. It has been rough the past couple days in 2022 because let me just tell you, New Year's Eve I got sick and we didn't really do anything. We're just around the house, and I ended up getting sick, and I've just had this like weird like cold and cough, but that's about it. Like it just was just a cold, and I'm getting better. So it's just my throat. Like when I wake up, like my throat really bothers me, or like I'll get really nasally. But other than that, I am feeling really, really good. I'm excited about 2022. I'm excited about my plans. And yeah, so that has been pretty much today's show. I wanted to talk about the new releases over at Michael's because I was super excited about that. I do feel like they're getting ready to restock Craftsmith Co. You know that I love their stickers. I use a lot of the sticker books like from Shine Sticker Studio Craftsmith Co. puts out. I'm hoping that they're going to just be doing a new restock of those things, like some new sticker books, some new paper, and all those things will be coming out very soon. And I'm really excited because I have been in love with scrapbook paper lately. Like I've been making my own dividers for my planners and just using up some of the scrapbook paper I have, whether it's from the Honeybee shop or all those scrapbook paper pads. They are finally getting used, you guys. Let's be honest. If we take time to shop our stash, we're going to find things that we never thought we had. Like For example, I shot my stash and found this ARC notebook and was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be my Fancy Plans and Things journal / notebook that I write down show notes and show ideas and different things in. And so I'm really, really freaking excited about this notebook. I cannot freaking wait to really just start using it and start setting it up. But yeah, I absolutely love it. And I actually am going to go to Staples and see if I can find like maybe a different cover for it, y'all, because it has a white pearlized cover on it. And while this is cute, honey, queen and white don't get along, okay? First of all, no ma'am, white is just not my thing. I mean, it's nice, it's a pretty color, but white ain't it. I do love the disc because they are metal and they're silver, but I do think that I am going to switch them out just so I can make my notebook a little bit bigger. But I won't do that until a little bit later, switching it out. But for now, I have really loved using it, writing down my show notes, ideas, things like that. So I'm excited about it, and I hope you guys are excited about your planner lineups, because I definitely am. Anyways, you guys, I probably am going to go ahead and get out of here. I just had to talk about some stuff. I had to get it off my chest. I had to just talk about it, okay? So I hope you guys are having an amazing new year. The first week, I hope it is going pretty good for you guys, that everything is just going smoothly. And yeah, I'm excited. I'm so happy to be back. And again, you guys, oh my God, we didn't even talk about this. So let me talk about it now, because I can't even believe that I forgot to mention this. Y'all, it is the first episode of season 3. I just literally thought about it and just realized I didn't talk about it. It is the first freaking episode of season 3, and I'm just like mind blown. First of all, I started this podcast not even knowing that a pandemic was right around the corner. So I started this podcast February 14th, 2020, and I can't believe that I'm going to be celebrating 2 years of this podcast as well as season 3. Like, in a month. Oh my gosh. This is so crazy and exciting to me, but I am so grateful for every one of you who have been along on this journey with me, who has watched me grow and supported this podcast, and you guys shared every week. If you signed up for the Patreon, you guys are just a freaking amazing. I am so grateful for you babes. I am so blessed, and I am just still like right now, I'm just so mind blown. Like, oh my God, how did I forget that literally it is the third season. Yes, hunty. Oh my gosh. Okay. So yeah, we are going to be celebrating in February, and I'm really, really excited about it. So yeah, we're going to have a few guests. We're going to celebrate. I'm so excited about it. So yeah, buckle up, babies. 2022 is going to be nothing but blessings, nothing but greatness coming. And I am so grateful for all of you guys. So with that being said, I am going to finally get out of here. And I hope you guys have an amazing Friday. And you guys already know, yes, honey, Sunday is self-care Sunday. So make sure you take time for you. Make sure you take time to recharge, because, honey, you cannot pour from an empty cup. And until the next time, stay fancy.